Mercury Direct wholesale pricing.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Glad to have you with us. Boy, we had an interesting week last week, I have to tell you. And Clyde Harrison, the co-founder of the Rogers Raw Material Fund, and I'm happy to say a really, really good friend of mine and I are going to discuss some of the things that happened this past week and the effect that potentially it could have on folks living in our country, on listeners to this program. Clyde, number one, thanks for taking some time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Al.
Okay, let's talk first of all about the jobless bill. Now, we have some very, very high unemployment numbers in the United States. The Democrats were attempting to extend unemployment benefits in spite of the fact that we didn't have the money. And I know that people are going to say, Corlin, how can you say something evil like that? There are people now who are simply not going to have the money to live, et cetera, et cetera. It's a bad situation, and there is no question about that. My initial problem here is the fact that we're in the situation where these folks cannot, where we can't continue to pay them. But number two, the divisiveness in this country, Clyde, that it's causing with the Democrats coming out on record as saying it's all the damn Republicans' fault. This is causing some divisiveness, Clyde, that is, in my mind, unfounded and absolutely terrifying. Your comments.
One, I've never told anybody that capitalism was nice.
Yeah.
It just happens to work.
Yeah.
That's like punishing your child is no fun for the parent, but it needs to be done once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the jobs bill, we were up to 99 weeks. It's been proven many, many times that people wait to really go look for a job until the money runs out on their unemployment checks.
Yeah.
So this is, we're borrowing money from China to send to people to stay home from work. This makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I mean, there are fundamental changes that really, really need to be made here. I want to kind of go in another direction right now, and that is the Wall Street Journal came out yesterday and said, quote, U.S. growth revised lower. The U.S. government's revised down for the second time its estimate of economic growth in the first 3 months of 2010 to 2.7% on the back of lower consumer spending. We've got some bad stuff going on, Clyde.
Well, you had a year ago, and we've talked about this on the show, you had a bill passed in Congress for $900 billion in spending to get us out of the recession. 85% or better was political money. So it had little or no effect on the economy. And now a year later, it's showing up as no bounce, probably a double dip. And people are very disappointed by this. They look at all this spending and go, where'd it go? So that's, I think, what the disappointment is, and it's well-founded.
Yeah, I think it's very well-founded. Another issue, the new financial controls issue that came out, you know, 2,000 pages, and basically this legislation, according to the press, is going to redraw how money flows through the economy. Well, first of all, the government now has broad new powers within the area. Senator Dodd came out and said no one's really going to know how this actually works until it's in place. I mean, I don't like that.
Well, the reason he said that is most of the bill is very nebulous, very unexplained. And they expect the regulators to write what the real regs are, which is why the bank stocks are doing very little today. And in essence, what they're telling you is they really don't want to shake up the system for fear they'll lose what little bit of credit's going out right now from the banks. So I don't think it's a big jeopardy. I don't think the bill is, what we needed to do, you know, with hindsight, was why did these clowns stop Glass-Steagall? That was the foolishness that caused all the trouble.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. And I would point out
now they can't put it back in the box
No. And
restate Glass-Steagall, other than piece by piece, little by little, month by month. And that, I think, is what they're trying.
I am amazed that under George W. Bush that Glass-Steagall was repealed. Glass-Steagall, in my opinion, was a really, really good act.
It was repealed under Clinton.
I stand corrected. You are 100% right. I stand corrected. How could somebody do that? Okay, I'm just not thinking real straight this morning. Tim Geithner on BBC was quoted as saying, the United States can no longer drive economic growth. Here's a quote right from BBC. The U.S. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner has told the British Broadcasting Corporation that the world, quote, cannot depend as much on the U.S. as it has in the past. Sad state of affairs, Clyde.
First of all, I look at Geithner, who was in charge of the Fed of New York, watching AIG and Citicorp. What a fine job he's done for us. So I don't consider him a bright bulb in the room at all. But I do agree with what he said. We've got too much debt to lead anybody out of anything. And the consumer's at least paying down, but the government's building up. So it's kind of a zero-sum game.
Well, talk about zero-sum games. Here's another interesting fact that came out. This actually came out on Thursday, the 17th. Consumer Price Index dropped 0.2% last month, adding, that was for May, adding to the 0.1% fall seen in April. May's drop in prices was the biggest monthly decline since December 2008. Economists are saying that this trend, it's unlikely that this trend is going to result in a deflationary spiral. I don't know. What do you think about that?
I think you're in, if we're into the, first of all, I don't think you had a bounce. So I don't think you're into a double dip. I just think we fell off a cliff. We've been in an L, and the L is weakening a little right here. That weakening is going to give you more deflation, probably starting with housing a little bit farther down. Following that, they will print with abandon. So you're going to have a little inflation and deflation, in my opinion, now, the next 6 to 9 months, which will probably hit the markets pretty hard. Following that, you're going to start the corner, turn the corner, and go to inflation.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Either way you put it, it is it's a scary situation. You know, as we're recording this, and we're recording this on Friday, and the market hasn't closed yet, but we can certainly talk about trends. You know, price of gold is up. What's it? It's up over $10. The price of silver is up almost 25 cents. The Dow's down. The Nasdaq is down. The New York Stock Exchange Index is down. The Toronto Stock Exchange Index is down. I mean, it's, you know, at the risk of being the gloom and doomer that many of my friends say that I am, I got to tell you, anybody who isn't truly concerned right now, Clyde, is truly being a Pollyanna.
Well, hope has never been a strategy, and I'm not a day-to-dayer, although I traded on the floor for about 20 years, as you know. If you look at the last 10 years, gold is $300 to $1,250. The stock market is zero, down some, depending on which one you look at, half price sale on the NASDAQ. And the dollar's 40% lower than it was 10 years ago. So I think the trends are pretty well in place. And we're in the investment business. You've got Sundays and the rest of the week to pray and help people. You got to be a realist in the investment business. You're going to lose your money.
Yeah, I could not agree with you more on that one. And I think that being a realist right now, I think that people really, really need to be careful as my family and I are. I mean, you know, I took your advice 2-3 years ago when you said, Corlin, you got to be invested in things. You cannot be invested in anything that is basically in the category of simply a paper asset. And I would agree with that 1,000%. You know, with all the political stuff that's going on, with all the the potential social unrest that I'm seeing right around the corner, Clyde, I have to tell you, man, I am terrified. Hey, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with Clyde Harrison.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hello, this is Tom with hempusa.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, yes.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Big Al is here continuing a discussion with Clyde Harrison. We painted a pretty bleak picture in the first segment. Balanced reporting is what I like to think this program is all about. And we're chatting right now about the optimistic side of this particular issue? I mean, it's very easy to say, you know, the world's coming to an end, Chicken Little, wear a tin hat every time you go out of the house because the sky is falling, et cetera, et cetera. But you know what? As the Chinese say, crisis equals opportunity, and there are some tremendous opportunities in my mind available here. Clyde, you made a lot of money in this business. Would you agree with me?
You know, as they say in some of the places, volatility is opportunity.
Exactly.
And we moved the center of finance from New York to Washington, D.C., so that's where you got to watch first.
Yep.
And that's what's going on. And you got to pay attention and move your money accordingly.
I would agree with that. Now, let's talk about, you know, the logical thing to do. And, you know, and I've been accused by a lot of people of saying, you know, Corlin, all you talk about is beat on the gold drum. That's all you talk about. Well, come on. There's got to be more to this investment thing that you're talking about than just gold and silver. I guess. I mean, we are diversified, Clyde. You know, we've got probably, I would say 50% conventional market, and I would say the other 50% is in precious metals and precious metals-related investments. And in terms of real estate, I don't have a lot of faith in the real estate market. So, you know, we've got our condominium, and that's it. Comments?
I would agree. I mean, we've got our home, but my wife and I have had our home for 17 years.
Right.
We've built a lot onto it in that period of time, but that's an investment in some way, shape, or form. If you're going to sell it, sell that, and it's where you live. So I don't really count it much as an investment.
I don't either.
From my liquid investment standpoint, right now I'm about 80% cash, and the rest is gold and silver. I had a short sale about a month and a half ago using the FAZs, which is a triple negative bank stock, but I've gotten out of it when the market dropped. So it was nice, but you take your little pieces and run.
Yeah.
You know, I think from an investment standpoint, Al, where you want to be, is, as we've said before, is the things you need.
Yeah.
Because it's what the third world needs.
Mm.
So that's not only the alternative to money, since a lot of countries are printing like crazy, which is gold and silver, but you need copper, you need zinc, you need fertilizer, you need food. The Chinese are going to eat more steak 10 years from today by far than they eat today.
Right.
So cattle prices will go higher. I think food is a great investment in life. You know, and there's a number of ways to do it. So there's lots of great investments out there for what's going on in the world.
Clyde, when you talk about agriculture, we haven't talked about that very much on this program, agricultural products. Educate me.
I think the best way is one of the commodity funds that are non-leveraged. PIMCO has one that's very good. The Rogers Fund, which I started, is very good. There's a number of them out there you can look at and choose. There's ETFs on them, or there's funds on them, depending on what fits a person's needs.
Yeah.
That's the easy way. But you can also invest in ConAgra and the companies that, Archer Daniels Midland, and the companies that work in those areas to build their capital base.
Let's go back to the mutual funds that you were talking about a little bit, the mutual funds dealing with the agricultural industry. Now, we harp on this program about, you know, the instability of the U.S. economy, the potential of, you know, the economy crashing, et cetera. If that happens, what happens to these funds?
Well, in a crash, if you're talking about a crash, almost nothing gets left aside.
Right.
And that'll include gold and silver, because when the margin court comes, he doesn't care as long as he's got a bid. But if you're talking about what I see as a slower transfer of wealth from G8, let's say, to the Asian countries, which is what's been going on, then that continues. And, you know, our style of living is going to decrease as the government here increases in size and the public has less money.
Yeah.
And the opposite's going on in Brazil and China and Vietnam and elsewhere that have really taken on capitalism.
So you're really...
It's very sad that you've got a 13% flat tax in Russia.
Yeah.
And no capital gains tax as of January 1st.
Yeah.
Who's a capitalist country that's booming right now? It's Russia.
Yeah. But so what you're saying, getting back to your comment on our economy, you're not looking for a major implosion, okay?
No.
Okay, exactly what are you looking for? Because I like what you're saying, my friend.
I think you got a boring summer. I think there's a deflation scare coming in mid-August following that, and I think that hits the markets hard. I think you could possibly make a low in the next 6 months in the stock market that lasts for years, but it could be quite a bit lower than the previous one we had March a year ago.
Yeah.
And then they print with abandon, and you get inflation coming, and you get housing prices moving up, and all the distortions that come from inflation.
Okay.
The deflation.
All right. So you're basically, very simplistically speaking, you're saying, Corlin, the pendulum is going to swing in the other direction because historically that's what always happens. Am I correct?
And you got to, all you have to do is pay attention.
Yeah. Well, one last subject I want to touch on with you. Got just a couple of minutes left here, but you know there is some real divisive things going on. Feelings, I guess I should say, right now in our country between the Republicans and the Democrats. I mean, it's really, really getting to the point where, in my opinion, I think we could have violence. I hate to say it, but I do. Now, I've been accused of coming to that conclusion because of some of my very, very friends of mine who are on the fringe, for lack of better terms, okay, way out there to the right. Now, having said that, with all the name calling that's going on right now, do you think we're going to drift back towards the center politically, and maybe the name calling and the potential huge amounts of anger are going to go down?
My hope is that the revolution is at the ballot box and it starts this November and the pendulum starts to swing back the other way, because the alternative is in 3 to 5 years, we will make what's going on in Greece look like a picnic, in my opinion. Our debt will be harder to handle.
Mm-hmm.
We will not be able to borrow from the Chinese, and we will have ugly.
What are what are the odds of that happening? You're saying my hope is that, you know, the revolution occurs at the ballot box. What are the odds, in your opinion, of that happening? I think they're pretty damn good.
I think with what's going on in the country today,
yeah,
there's a 70% chance of it being at the ballot box and there being some real surprises in November on throwing every incumbent out. I don't care what side of the fence he's on. This is a you all stink.
Yeah.
It's a matter of degree, not party or anything. And I think that's what's going on in the street.
Yeah.
Maybe not on some of the shows on TV, the talking heads, that are either Republicans or Democrats.
Yeah.
The guy walking down the street thinks they're all nuts in Washington.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you have it. Clyde Harrison, a guy who I consider to be a real expert in this area, says, my hope is, and I think the odds are, that cooler heads will prevail. Stick around. Going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
What if?
The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if
is now.
For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off of all Mountain House case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to readymaderesources.com. See the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
Yes, there is a catch.
This 25% off of case lots only lasts through June 30th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com. Or call 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com.
Hurry, sale ends June 30th.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S. Guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field. This non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you have to admit, agree or disagree with him, Clyde Harrison, the co-founder of the Rogers Raw Material Fund, is a really, really interesting man. I've got nothing but respect for him. I've known Clyde for some time now, and he and I have had a lot of very, very interesting conversations. And, you know, his comment about the pendulum, he thinks, is starting to swing back the other way, economically anyway, in the United States, I think is an interesting comment, and I think it's definitely merits consideration. I am chatting right now with another gentleman who I respect greatly. His name is James Turk. James is the originator, and I'm assuming still the boss, of an organization called GoldMoney.com. I know that his son is also running the organization now. It's a very, very efficient way to purchase gold if you so desire. James is also the author of a best-selling book that came out probably about 10 years ago called The Coming Collapse of the U.S. Dollar. Very, very interesting guy. James, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Al.
You've been living over in Europe now for almost a year. You were in Spain for a while. Now I guess you're back at your home in London over there. But I'd like for you, from a firsthand perspective, to share what's going on in Europe economically and politically, if you choose, with our listeners.
Well, let's look at economics first, which sure. is, you know, what my area of specialty is. You know, the economic situation here is quite dire because they've been spending and spending and spending beyond their means. And now the piper needs to be paid. So we have some interesting situations developing, you know, starting here at in the UK. They just announced an austerity budget. The new prime minister coalition government. And, you know, they're talking about some cuts, but, you know, it's the same old thing, raising taxes. They have a thing here in the UK called the value-added tax. Presently is 17.5%. It's going to 20%. It's like a sales tax, Al. Everything you buy, you have to pay now 17.5% and soon 20% to the government. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And they wonder why the economic activity is so poor. You know, there's very few factors that are causing, you know, good economic growth in this kind of environment. And the UK is not it's not alone. I just was in Spain recently. The unemployment rate there is over 20%. And the only money that's being spent is governments that's borrowing and spending it on infrastructure projects to try to keep the economy going. But you can't go forever, you know, borrowing money the way that they're doing. So the situation is pretty bleak. You know, they're finally coming to grips with the reality that you can only borrow so far before you reach a limit.
Well, James, here's an interesting question. Okay, the situation in Greece is dire. The situation in Spain is bad. The situation in Portugal is bad. Flying down to California last week, chatting with a fellow from Ireland, the situation in Ireland, which at one time was very, very strong. They had a really robust economy for a while there. Now, you know, Ireland is in the process of going through some very, very difficult times. Well, let's look at the major economies now. Let's look at Germany. Let's look at France, and let's look at where you're living, the UK. How far behind are they, James?
They're pretty far behind. You know, the problem everywhere is that they're exceeding the debt limits. You know, when they formed the European Monetary Zone, there were certain provisions that were agreed to by all of the various countries. And one of those provisions was maintaining a budget deficit no greater than 3% of GDP. The idea was is that the euro would be managed like the Bundesbank managed the Deutschmark. Mm-hmm. And every country now in the European Monetary Union, with the exception of Luxembourg, is above this 3% of GDP debt limit. And so, you know, that's creating a lot of anxiety about the currency. And when the currency, you know, is being called into question, that just sort of undermines consumer confidence, investor confidence. It makes it very, very difficult to save and invest and accumulate capital for the future, you know, invest it wisely. So, I mean, it's a really very dire situation over here, and I don't see the prospects of it getting any better anytime soon.
Well, let's draw a parallel, James, between what's going on in the European community and what's going on over here in the United States. You know, yesterday, Friday, the 25th, I guess that makes sense, today being the 26th, but on Friday the 25th, you know, some interesting news came out. Number one, the unemployment benefits are not going to be extended for people who've run out of benefits because, you know, the Democrats are saying, well, it's because of the damn Republicans, and I'm saying, no, it's because the United States simply doesn't have the money to do that. The growth rate of our economy was revised down, as announced yesterday, again for the second time. The unemployment numbers continue to be bad. I mean, I have to tell you, think what you want about our president. Well, you love him or hate him, you know, it's your choice, not mine. But you've got to admit, he's got some challenges that are absolutely incredible. And I don't know, Clyde was saying in an earlier segment that, you know, that he thinks basically there's going to be a revolt. But as he says, you know, don't get scared. It's going to be a revolt at the ballot box. I think, you know, probably we're going to go back to a more conservative bent in our, you know, in our thinking. But I'll tell you, I'm not sure that I agree with Clyde in the sense that I don't know that the pendulum is going to effectively start swinging back until some very, very dire conditions are seen in the United States. What do you think? I'm nuts?
Yeah, you know, it's impossible to predict, you know, which way it's going to swing. But 58% of the population now receives a check of some form from some government somewhere within the United States. So you've got those in government relying on those in the private sector. Those in government are much larger than those in the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's sort of worrying. You've got, I think, 45 million people receiving food stamps. And, you know, the government is just can't continue borrowing the way it is. Margaret Thatcher had a great quote. She said that the problem with socialism is that you eventually run out of other people's money. And I think that's what governments throughout the world are finally finding out.
Yeah.
You know, the infrastructure, the problems and policies, the problems that we're seeing are because of policies that just don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now starting to understand that we have to have some very fundamental changes and go back to basics. And hopefully we'll go make the right decisions and go back the right way.
Well, what I wonder about, you know, is the basic question here is people say, Corlin, you're all gloom and doom. And I'm saying, no, I'm reality. And I believe anyway, you've got to look at it is what it is. Now, whether or not you choose that to be a glass is half full or a glass is half empty scenario, it doesn't matter. Look at it this way. Okay, the glass is half full. What an opportunity to protect yourself. Look at it this way. The glass is half empty. Boy, are we in trouble. I prefer the latter rather than the former. Your comments on that?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And the other thing that we have to focus on is, you know, we protected, come what may, you know, have we taken care of our situation so that we and our family can get by regardless what happens in the future? You can't rely on the government. You can't rely on others. You have to rely on yourself. And that self-reliance is what made America great in the first place.
James, I agree 1,000% on that one. You know, we've got about a minute left here. Tell our listeners, if you would, a little bit about gold money. I'm a real believer in it. Please don't take this, you guys, as an advertisement. It's not. It's just another source, another place that you can consider investing some cash. What's it all about, James?
Yeah, goldmoney.com is a very convenient, economical, and most important safe way to buy and sell gold and silver online.
Mm-hmm.
We just crossed over $1 billion of customer assets, and the gold and silver that our customers own is stored in vaults in London, Zurich, and Hong Kong. So it provides them with geographic diversification, which I think is very important because you want to own physical gold. Physical gold has been an object of confiscation in the past, and you want to have that physical gold, I think, geographically diversified as best as you can, and that's one thing that we're able to do with the structure of our company.
You've been talking about it for a long time. You've been writing about it for a long time. I think the success of what you're doing is evidenced by the fact that you have over $1 billion of folks who have invested in it, and my hat is off to you. James, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, Al.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the Portland Economics Report. I am chatting with a new guest on the show, a gentleman who I have been following for quite some time now. He is definitely one of the icons of the financial community. His name is Dr. Mark Skousen. Dr. Skousen, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
That was my pleasure.
You and I spoke probably about 4 or 5 years ago at a conference that we were both attending, and now I have the privilege of being able to attend and do radio at a conference that you have coming up in Las Vegas at Bally's, July 8th, 9th, and 8th through 11th, I'm not mistaken. And I am really looking forward to that. You've got some great, great guests who are going to be speaking there. Tell our listeners about it, would you?
Well, actually, what I've always wanted to do is combine money with ideology. That's true power.
Mm-hmm.
And too often, those of us who have supported the freedom movement, however you want to define it, economic freedom, financial freedom, we're not interested in making change. But look, change is happening, and it's not particularly pretty right now. And so what we've done at Freedom Fest this year, this will be our 7th Freedom Fest, we're growing at a 40% rate, so there's a lot. I think I've really struck a chord with a lot of investors who are also concerned citizens about mm-hmm. where this country's headed, where their hard-earned assets are going, and in some cases it's been down the drain unless you protect yourself. So we're calling for an emergency meeting at this year's Freedom Fest with Steve Forbes as the keynoter, but we also have Peter Schiff. We have all of the gold people there. I don't think James Turk is going to be there, but we have almost everybody else that's in the gold camp that will be there. Rick Rule is one of them in the mining business and so forth. So we're having top economist Steve Moore of the Wall Street Journal will be there. We have Investors Business Daily, which is very libertarian in their perspective. We have over 100 speakers and experts
And so it's not just a financial conference, it's a geopolitical conference, because today, more than ever, it's all about politics and money, and we put the two together at our Freedom Fest conference.
You know, that is exactly, Mark, the philosophy that I've had on this radio show now for probably the past, what are we in, 2010, certainly at least for the past 8 years. I don't think you can separate politics and finance anymore. To me, that is an absolutely nonsensical separation. The two go so hand in hand. And I know a lot of the speakers who are going to be at your conference. I was surprised that Congressman Ron Paul wasn't going to be there this year, but, you know.
Yeah, he's there every year,
yeah.
And for some reason, and he hasn't told me why, he's not coming this time. I will tell you, it might have something to do with his son's campaign.
Of course.
But I will tell you that Rand Paul's campaign manager is coming to Freedom Fest. We have virtually every group you can imagine, from the Tea Party to the Cato Institute to Heritage Foundation to Newsmax. They're all going to be there. This is kind of like the gathering of the tribe, so to speak.
Sure.
So we're going to have over 2,000 people there. So if your people can go to freedomfest.com, they can read all about our conference. And we're close to selling out, so be worthwhile to sign up and join us.
We are going to make it easier than that. We're going to put a banner on our homepage for the next couple of weeks directing people to Freedom Fest. This is something that I think is really, really worthwhile for those of you that have concerns or questions of, you know, about what's going on right now. Now, I have to say, as I said earlier, I know a lot of these folks personally and have known some of them for quite some time. And I have to tell you, we're not talking about a bunch of wild-eyed crazies. Absolutely not. Doug Casey, as an example, Rick Rule. Rick is one of the brightest people I've ever had on our program. He's been a guest for the last 6 or 7 years, as has Doug, as have Doug's colleagues, Louis James, Marin Katusa, David Galland. You know, I mean, these are some of the brightest people in the world. Steve Forbes, I have to say, I have not met Mr. Forbes, but I will say we were doing radio at an Agora conference in Vancouver, I guess it was about 3 years ago. My wife, Kathy, who's only voted for one Republican in her entire life, went and listened to the presentation by Steve, spoke with him briefly afterwards, came back to me where I was doing radio and said, you know what? I think I might have been wrong on a lot of my economic thoughts over the past few years. This guy really had something to say.
Well, in fact, Steve is one of our biggest supporters, and the first time we invited him to Freedom Fest, you know, he was going to come in and give his speech, sign a few books, and then leave.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he looked at our program, and he totally changed his schedule.
Sure.
So he attended all 3 days, and every year since then he's been back. He'll be there all 3 days, and he gives us a full-page ad in Forbes magazine. So that's how much he believes in it. And the other guy we have is John Mackey, the CEO of Whole Foods Market, who's a big fan, and he'll be there all 3 days. And I would also add that we have some of the top hedge fund managers from New York coming out. These are people who did anticipate the collapse in real estate and profited accordingly. And we're going to have a special successful hedge fund panel at Freedom Fest this year. So I think those are some of the people you'll probably want to interview for your radio show.
Absolutely, no question about it. Not, you know, I want to thank you and Tammy for giving us the opportunity to go down there, just to let listeners listeners aware of what we're going to be doing down there. We will have our radio facility set up in the lounge area, where there is also a bookstore and then a very nice lounge area. We'll be back in there, and we will be interviewing virtually everybody and anybody we can get our hands on. Mark, just changing the subject for a second, we've got about 4 minutes left here. Number one, take a few seconds and tell my listeners a little bit about your background. I know you were a professor at Columbia University for a while.
I've worn quite a few hats. In fact, I was a CIA agent and economic analyst for the CIA for several years in the 1970s. I run several successful publishing businesses. I've traveled in 71 countries, lived in the Bahamas for 2 years, and in London. So I've probably invested in everything imaginable. I've been writing an investment newsletter, forecasts and strategies, since 1980, mm-hmm. when Reagan was elected. So I've been through all the booms and busts, and I consider myself a survivor, if anything, because this is a very tough business. And as you know, a lot of people come and go. A lot of people are on the in the headlines of the Wall Street Journal, but they don't last. And I think the fact that I'm here I am in 2010 still going strong suggests that maybe I have something to advise people that's worth paying attention to.
Well, what you say definitely is worth paying attention to. Let me get your views just on a couple of issues. Okay, number one, yesterday, Friday, June 25th, okay, keeping in mind that we're airing here on Saturday, the U.S. government revised down for the second time their growth figures for our economy. Not good, correct?
Well, it still is an increase. GDP went up, but my biggest concern is that private investment and consumer spending, both of the private sector, is very tepid in their response. It's mainly government spending and these stimulus packages and government hiring people for the census. We're not getting the employment. And I just published in my newsletter how the economy in terms of employment is the worst recovery that we've seen since World War II. So Obama's really got his hands full. The stimulus packages are just not working. We are working ourselves through. I'm not a total pessimist. I actually think that we can come out of this thing whole, but we've got to get control of our spending, and everybody just has to live within their limits. We've got to go through some more difficult times here, and I think the best strategy is to invest in solid companies that pay dividends, invest some gold and silver, or the symbol of our Freedom Fest conference. Everybody gets a silver dollar who comes to Freedom Fest, so we want people to remember what real money is all about.
Yeah, the money that we have in the United States right now, and I've been harping on this for a long, long time, but it's not real money. It's basically we have a currency that is based on absolutely nothing other than psychological factors. And I'll tell you, psychological factors are great, but they are not, you know, keep in mind, fiat currencies have never, ever lasted successfully for more than a couple hundred years. Well, a couple hundred years sounds like a big number, I guess, but you know what? In the total scheme of things, it is absolutely nothing. I'm going to be broadcasting from Freedom Fest here on during the dates of that conference in July. I'm truly looking forward to it, and we're going to twist Dr. Skousen's arm and see if we can't get him back on the show more frequently. Mark, thank you so much, my friend.
Hey, my pleasure. Take care.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.